My left brain is particularly gifted at identifying patterns. As a result, it is adept at processing large volumes of information quickly. To keep up with life's experiences in the external world, my left mind processes information remarkably fast, much faster than my right hemisphere, which in comparison tends to ho-de-do along. At times, my left mind may become manic, while my right mind has the potential to become lazy. This difference in speed of thought, information processing, and output as thought, word, or deed between our two hemispheres is in part linked to their unique abilities to process different types of sensory information. Our right brain perceives the longer wavelengths of light. As a result, the visual perception of our right mind is somewhat blended or softened. This lack of edge perception enables it to focus on the bigger picture of how things relate to one another. Similarly, our right mind tunes into the lower frequencies of sound that are readily generated by our body gurgles and other natural tones. Consequently, our right mind is biologically designed to readily tune into our physiology. In contrast, our left brain perceives the shorter wavelengths of light, increasing its ability to clearly delineate sharp boundaries. As a result, our left mind is biologically adept at identifying separation lines between adjacent entities. At the same time, our left hemisphere language centers tune into the higher frequencies of sound, which help them detect, discriminate, and interpret tones commonly associated with verbal language. One of the most prominent characteristics of our left brain is its ability to weave stories. This storyteller portion of our left mind's language center is specifically designed to make sense of the world outside of us based upon minimal amounts of information. It functions by taking whatever details it has to work with and then weaves them together in the form of a story. Most impressively, our left brain is brilliant in its ability to make stuff up and fill in the blanks when there are gaps in its factual data. In addition, during its process of generating a storyline, our left mind is quite the genius in its ability to manufacture alternative scenarios. And if it's a subject you really feel passionate about, either good or awful, it's particularly effective at hooking into those circuits of emotion and exhausting all the what-if possibilities. As my left brain language centers recovered and became functional again, I spent a lot of time observing how my storyteller would draw conclusions based upon minimal information. For the longest time, I found these antics of my storyteller to be rather comical, at least until I realized that my left mind full-heartedly expected the rest of my brain to believe the stories it was making up. Throughout this resurrection of my left mind's character and skills, it has been extremely important that I retain the understanding that my left brain is doing the best job it can with the information it has to work with. I need to remember, however, that there are enormous gaps between what I know and what I think I know. I learned that I need to be very wary of my storyteller's potential for stirring up drama and trauma. In the same vein, as my left brain enthusiastically manufactured stories that it promoted as the truth, it had a tendency to be redundant, manifesting loops of thought patterns that reverberated through my mind over and over again. For many of us, these loops of thought run rampant, and we find ourselves habitually imagining devastating possibilities. Unfortunately, as a society, we do not teach our children that they need to tend carefully the garden of their minds. Without structure, censorship, or discipline, our thoughts run rampant on automatic. Because we have not learned how to more carefully manage what goes on inside our brains, we remain vulnerable to not only what other people think about us, but also to advertising and/or political manipulation. The portion of my left mind that I chose not to recover was the part of my left hemisphere character that had the potential to be mean, worry incessantly, or be verbally abusive to either myself or others. Frankly, I just didn't like the way these attitudes felt physiologically inside my body. My chest felt tight, I could feel my blood pressure rise, and the tension in my brow would give me a headache. In addition, I wanted to leave behind any of my old emotional circuits that automatically stimulated the instant replay of painful memories. I have found life to be too short to be preoccupied with pain from the past. During the process of recovery, I found that the portion of my character that was stubborn, arrogant, sarcastic, and/or jealous resided within the ego center of that wounded left brain. This portion of my ego mind held the capacity for me to be a sore loser, hold a grudge, tell lies, and even seek revenge. Reawakening these personality traits was very disturbing to the newly found innocence of my right mind. With lots of effort, I have consciously chosen to recover my left mind's ego center without giving renewed life to some of those old circuits.